about. So there are certain gifts that the Holy Spirit gives that allow this power to be made manifest. And we said power is defined as the ability to do work. In other words, we see certain works done in our lives and in our ministry if we operate in these gifts. That includes faith, gifts of healing, and the working of miracles. We also said that God expects that all of us will operate in all these gifts, even though some people may, like, if you want to use the word, specialize or operate in one area better than other areas. Because if we are going to be effective in our ministries, we need this. And last week we focused on the revelational gifts. The revelational gifts. We spoke about the word of wisdom. We said it confers supernatural revelation or insight into divine will and purpose, showing how to solve problems that may arise. That's the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. It just gives a supernatural solution. We gave the example of the judgment that King Solomon gave. We said this wisdom that comes as a gift from the Holy Spirit is over and above the kind of wisdom that every child of God is meant to manifest as a result of them being in the kingdom. The Holy Spirit then gives this gift to somebody over and above that, such that the solution you prefer, the solution that comes out of your mouth, people will just know that it's not possible except you are being inspired by God. As the case was with Solomon. We also talked about the word of knowledge. We say it is also a supernatural revelation of divine knowledge or insight in the divine mind, will or plan, and in the plans of others that cannot ordinarily or naturally be known. In other words, this knowledge, you speak out a knowledge that nobody, no, you couldn't have known by your own abilities, or that could, a natural man could not have known. We gave us the example of what happened in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 12. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 12. What happened there? How many of us can remember? 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 12. That is the story of Elisha, when the king of Syria was planning to invade Israel. And as the king was planning in his country, Elisha had a revelation in Israel. And each time he would tell the king, don't go there. You people should not be in that place. You people should not do this. You people should not do that. And the king of Syria became frustrated, because he did not know how his plan leaked. The Holy Spirit will leak the plans of your adversaries in Jesus' name. That is why you are going to be victorious. That was the word of knowledge. He couldn't have known it except the Lord revealed it to him. The Lord will begin to reveal things to you now in Jesus' name. And we need people to operate in these gifts in the body of Christ. If the church is to function well, why do you think the church in the time of the apostles did great exploits? Can somebody give me a reason why they did great exploits? Apart from some of them having been with Jesus, but if that's the reason, why did Peter run away? Why did Peter deny Jesus? So it wasn't enough. Praise God. One of the reasons was because these gifts were operating in their lives. If you look at the first few chapters in the book of Acts, you will see that something, there was a recurring theme. The Bible will say, and great fear came. Right? And great fear came upon the people. Before miracles happened, the Bible will say, great fear. You see, in a place where people fear God, what do you think will happen? Miracles will happen. Because we'll tremble before Him. Great things will start to happen. I will say, just look at it. Go and read the first few chapters. I say, great fear. Why did great fear come upon the people? Because there was demonstration of the Spirit. Eh? For example, when Ananias and Sapphira cheated, and Peter said, "Say, Ananias, why did you allow Satan to take over your heart that you did this thing? You have not deceived man, you've deceived the Holy Spirit." Everyone saw what happened to Ananias. He just fell flat. That was the end. First of all, he should not have known. And what happened? The Bible said fear came. What about when people started speaking in tongues and people had their language spoken? Please, the paper is rubbing on the microphone, please. Okay. So, when people started hearing different people speak their language, what happened? The Bible said fear came upon the people. How can it be? Initially, they thought they were drunk. But when Peter stood up and explained, "We were not drunk. This is the ninth hour of the day. We couldn't have been drunk. We are not." Fear came. You can imagine. One day, I was invited to minister in one church in Mirabuka area. So they line up their songs to sing. You remember? They line up their song to sing. And one day projected one of the songs. And they started singing. You know, you can imagine all these white people singing. Ba 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 ba. You know, I was dazed that they were singing. And I don't think there was a single Yoruba man there. No. They just started singing. You know, you remember? Aha. One day, we left church. I told my wife, I said, "This is what is happening." She just said, "You've come again. You know, all this revelation, all these things." I said, "Okay." 2 weeks later, now she's looking down. 2 weeks later, she called me to confirm. We confirmed that thing. She found out to be so. You know, I know somebody went around. I was saying, he said, "I must be in secret. I must be in cult." They believe that I must be in cult to have known that thing, because there's no way I could have known by man's knowledge, except the Holy Spirit reveals. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to you in Jesus' name. The last one we are going to look at in the revelational gifts is discerning of spirit. Remember last week before we left, I said we need to talk about this because this is very important in the body of Christ. This is very, very important in the body of Christ, discerning of spirit. Why is discerning of spirit so important? The Bible actually asks us to try and investigate all things, right? And hold on to that which is true, isn't it? That's why discerning of spirit is so important, particularly in this dispensation where there are deceitful people. There are false prophets. There have always been false prophets, but even more so now. I read the story of a man who was arrested in one of the African countries. You know where I'm talking about. I don't know if you read that story. Put in police cell. Journalists went and investigated him and spoke to him. And they said, "You, a pastor, so you are the one who has been selling stolen cars for people." And he said he uses his pastoring just to cover, you know, to cover up. Did anyone read that story? They put the man's photo there. He said he uses it to cover up. So he takes stolen cars and sell them. He will file off their numbers and what have you. Not only that, they also recover charms, a lot of charms from him. You know, there are deceitful people out there. That's why you need to be able to discern spirit, discerning of spirits. You don't need to follow people home before you know the kind of spirit they carry. If you are in the spirit yourself, this gift, you cannot do without it. Recently also, there was a story of a pastor around Benin area. I don't know if you read that story. They organized a crusade. At the crusade ground. I think I've shared it before. The man just said, "There's somebody here." And he pointed at one man and said, "Look, the enemies, because you are doing so well, the enemies want to kill you. In fact, they put some charms in your house." And he called his assistant and said, "Take him home. Go and dig up that thing that the enemy," he said, "the area where it has been put and so on." He said, "Go and dig it up." So the man was the most wealthy businessman in that church. So they went with him. He went with them with some members of the church. They went to his house. They got to his compound. They went to the spot where the man of God said somebody had buried something. Are you listening to me? So the man started praying. They started praying. Everybody closed their eyes. They started praying. Somehow, the Lord led this businessman to open his eyes. And he just saw the assistant was bringing out some charms from his pocket to put on the ground to say this is where they put it. And he just held his hand and called everyone. Said, "You are bringing it from your pocket. I'm serious." So there are people out there. The Bible says they want to make merchandise of you. Let me tell you something. If they had succeeded in putting that charms there that day, that man will become their slave. Because whatever they say, he will start to believe them. That is why you need discerning of what? Of spirit. Of spirits. So it's not everybody who call themselves children of God that necessarily have the spirit of God in them. You need to discern. It's not necessarily everyone who call themselves children of God that necessarily have to be your friend. Watch the kind of spirit that they manifest. And I've always told us, it is not just because people say some things you like to hear, nice words to you, does not mean that they have the spirit of God. Do you hear what I'm saying, church? You need discerning of spirit. Let's quickly look at one situation where you need discerning of spirit. Let's look at, I think it's look at Acts 16. I'm not sure now. Let's look at it. Let's look at Acts 16, verse 16 to 18. It may not be that, but let's see. Acts 16, 16 to 18. You need discerning of spirits.
A certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination methods. We brought her master much profit by fortune telling. The girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul greatly anointed and said to her, "The spirit I command in you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And he came out that very hour.
Praise the Lord. How will you feel? Let's be sincere with ourselves. any of you sisters, including me, pastor, and somebody say, this pastor, he's a servant of God. He's a good pastor. This is a good... What do you think will happen? My head will swell. I will feel good. Won't I feel good? It's natural. Sister, Jim, sister, this sister is so good. She's one of those that make things happen in this church. This sister, she's so wonderful. She's this, she's that. How will you feel? You'll feel good. And Paul felt good for many days. The Bible didn't say felt good, though, but I assume he felt good for many days. Because he wasn't aware. At a point, suddenly, he realized that, no, this is not the Spirit of God. Even though he was saying the right things, these are the men that bring out the message of salvation. He was saying the right thing. These are the men who bring out the... He said, stop there. He said, come out of her. And that spirit did what? Came out of her. Even though the words she was speaking, they were nice words, but the Spirit of God was not behind it. That is why we need discerning of spirit. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Why do we need it? You may go to a church. You may hear somebody minister. And you need to look at the spirit behind it. I was in a place, somebody was ministering, was really ministering. I was going to pray for somebody, for people. My wife asked me why I wasn't going to come out, and I said, I'm not going out. She said, why? And I said, no, because there were things that didn't gel. There were things that did not gel with the word of God. When you see that, don't put your head under a curse. The words may be nice, but that's not all you need. Let's look at Acts 13:9-10. Acts 13:9-10. Discerning of spirit. This is very important. That's why I'm laying emphasis on it. We need it. It's very important. It's not just by name. No. It's not just, you know, because somebody has a name. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? You need to read the story leading up to this. Let's look at verse 6. He said, and when they had gone through the isles unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. That was when Paul spoke. How does this apply to you? You hear the word of God in church, and as you are going out, somebody starts to say, you see, you've read it in the Bible. This is what the Bible says. You see, you know, that was that time. Oh, how many people can apply it? Begins to discourage you. That was what this guy was doing. Opportunity came for Paul to share the word of God, but he withstood them. Anyone who brings down the word of God in your life, anyone who tells you not to hold on to it, anyone, watch the spirit behind it. It cannot be the Spirit of God that is operating in that life. I can tell you that. It cannot be the Spirit of God. How do I know that? I'm sure you agree with me. How do you know that? Jesus said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. The Spirit of God, you see, God cannot contradict himself. The Spirit of God cannot send a child of God to dispute the word of God. Discern. Even though, let me give you an example. It may be that you are asked to give some money or pay your tithe, and it's not convenient for you, and somebody comes to say what is convenient for you. Even though it's convenient for you, but remember, it's not the Spirit of God that's leading that person to say it. Discerning of spirit. We need it in this modern day. It's very important. It's very important. Otherwise, there are people who are out there. They are not like me, who don't know how to speak. There are people who are out there, when they speak, they have oratory power. When they speak, it sounds like it, like the real thing, but it's not the real thing. Please take note. It is not the real thing. You have to look at the spirit behind it, please. Even when it is not convenient. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Discerning of spirits. This a particular area is so important these days that I want us to take note of it. It's one of the revelational gifts. Every child of God must operate in it. Every child of God must operate in it. Okay? A house divided against itself cannot stand. Any questions? Any questions? Okay. Well, it's taken that we all understand and that we desire that we operate in these gifts. And as we desire it, the Lord will give it to us in Jesus' name. Let's rise on our feet, please, as we pray. Can you just speak to the Lord and say, Father, because remember I told us last week, it's one of the gifts that God, this is one of the things that God said we should covet earnestly, these gifts. So tell God, say, Father, I covet these gifts earnestly. My Lord and my God, release them to me. Release these wonderful gifts to me, because I want to be an effective minister of your gospel. Release your gifts unto me today. Lord Jesus, release your gifts to me. Release your gifts to me so I can do what you have called me to do. So I can be successful in what you have asked me to do. Release these gifts unto me. Father, I want to be able to discern spirit. I want to be able to discern spirit. Lord, open the eyes of my understanding and the heart of my spirit to know. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.